It's the 3rd of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Train driver union ASLEF is planning additional strikes to take place next week, targeting the period around the early May bank holiday. Bedfordshire commuters are being asked to double-check timetables due to disruption occurring between the 6th and the 11th of May, based partly on an overtime ban. On the 7th of May, there will be no Bedford Thames Link trains. The following day, the same will be true for EMR. Mick Whelan, the ASLEF General Secretary, said that it's now a year since we rejected the risible offer they made, which they admitted privately was designed to be rejected. A spokesperson representing the affected 16 rail operators across the country said that customers and businesses would be negatively affected. Luton Football Club captain Ton Lockyer, who suffered a cardiac event last year in a match against Bournemouth, says that he is at peace if told by doctors to retire from the game. He said, "We've got a little girl now and she takes priority." Luton-based Wizz Air began its earlier-than-expected switch over to the Airbus A321neo aircraft about a month ago, with the blessing and collaboration of London Luton Airport. The new planes are quieter, increase fuel efficiency by 20% and cut nitrogen oxide discharges by 50% when compared to their previous fleet. The CEO of London Luton Airport, Alberto Martin, said, "Reduced emissions will lower our carbon footprint. This is a testament to the positive impact that can be achieved when airlines and airports work together." Bedford School's under-16 hockey team has beaten Abingdon 2-1 at Olympic Park Stadium to take home the Championship Tier 2 National Schools final plate. Goals by captain Sammy Inman and Jack Down secured the title for the team. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.